Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Hamilton County 4-H hosted the unit-wide Experience Award banquet for 4-H members at the Big Red Barn on Sunday, April 27th. There were 23 members from our unit who received honors at the state level. From Hamilton County, we had 11 receive the Emerald Level Experience Award. To receive an Emerald Level, one youth must complete at least 8 or more experiences in one of 3 dimensions, with at least 4 of those experiences beyond the county level, and at least 2 of those at the state, national, or international level. In project learning, Hamilton County had Blue Barrow, Brody Bilderbeck, Laney Davis, Hayden Davis, Emma Hood, Aiden Hood, Harper Schumacher, Shiloh Willis, and Granger Wilson. And in the leadership award, we had Emily Cox and Gracie Walker. Congratulations to all these youth. This is a great accomplishment, and your work did not go unnoticed. Thank you for everyone who attended the Hamilton County 4-H and Hamilton County Fair Trivia, which was held on April 25th at the Elks in McLeansboro. There were 7 teams participating, and a lot of people had a great time with the questions, and we also had tricky trays, silent auction, 50-50, card game, heads or tails. It was a great evening, and some funds were raised that will be put to good use at the fairgrounds. If you need assistance getting items to the light plant, we have a couple of churches that have volunteered to help. The citywide cleanup is going to be held at 312 West Marketplace, which is the light plant, from May 28th to May 31st. Each day, from Wednesday through Friday, you can drop off from 7:45 to 3:30 p.m. And on Saturday, from 7:45 to noon. Like I said, if you need help, there are churches that are willing to help haul your items. If you call 643-2723 and ask for a pickup time, they will get your name on a list. Remember, this is only for residents within city limits. If you are dropping off items at the city cleanup, proof of residency may be required. Cleanup will not include tires, batteries, air conditioners, furnaces, computers, TVs, any liquid or yard waste. Doors on white goods must be securely fastened or removed. No after-hours dumping. Remember, if we all work together, our community will be in much nicer place. All cattle and swine exhibited in Illinois County Fairs will be required to have an electronic 840 tag. The 840 tag is an approved official animal identification number that allows for a visual and electronic identification of each animal. The Illinois Department of Agriculture, in partnership with the USDA, is offering a limited supply of these. If you plan to show at any county fair in the state of Illinois, these will be required this year. For more information, contact your local extension office. 4-H members are getting prepared for Hamilton County Fair, which will be coming up, and the 4-H portion of that fair. 4-H members will report to the fairgrounds on June 2nd for fair cleanup, where they will mark pens, clean all their pens, tidy up the fairgrounds in anticipation of fair week. The shows will begin on June 5th with the Poultry and Rabbit Show at 9 a.m. Small Pets Dog and Cat Show is scheduled for 1 p.m. Weigh-in is from 4 to 6, and Farm Follies will be held after weigh-in. Then bright and early on June 6th, the Livestock Show will begin at 7 a.m. with a hospitality tent at 1, awards presentation at 1:30, and the 4-H Livestock Auction at 2. Then the following week, on Monday, June 9th, will be the General Project Show at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds Floral Hall. Following that afternoon will be the Hamilton County 4-H Pork Chop Dinner, drive-through only. People can order tickets from any 4-H member, or they can be picked up at the extension office. This is a great fundraiser for Hamilton County and a great meal for you and your family. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.